Hola, buenas tardes, bienvenidas y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Pick Up de Tarde, aquí en Radio Laredo. Bueno, vamos a repasar un disco, como os dije en el programa anterior, un disco que hizo el guitarrista de Los Animals, Hilton Valentine. Es el único disco que grabó y lo hizo en el 69. Es el autor de Hilton Valentine, de ese riff clásico de la introducción del ese arpegio maravilloso de la guitarra en The House of the Rising Sun. También se cuenta que la fuerte dependencia que adquirió con el LSD fue una de las causas de la separación de los primeros Animals en 1966. Pues bien, después de todo eso, se marchó a vivir a los Estados Unidos, concretamente al sur de California, y fue allí donde grabaría un álbum que pasaría sin pena ni gloria, pero que escuchado con el tiempo es una auténtica joyita de folk rock psicodélico. Se llama All In Your Head y lo hizo en 1969. Es cautivador y melancólico, suena muy, muy hippie. Una onda lo que hacía Donovan, pero apenas tuvo promoción, como os dije, y no tuvo ninguna repercusión. Son todo composiciones suyas, no sé si participan otros músicos, no lo tengo acreditado. Y es acústico, y vamos a escuchar unas cuantas piezas del mismo, pues merece la pena. Empezamos con Listen, escuchar una pieza que es como un canto a la naturaleza y que suena encantadora.
On a warm summer's night, I would look up to the sky. And if I look hard enough, I'd see a shooting star go by. So listen. On a warm summer's night, I would sit down by a stream. And if I listened hard enough, I would hear a small fish sing. Listen, I cannot speak for you, I cannot see for you, I cannot hear for you, so listen, listen. On a warm summer's night, I would sit down by a dove. And if I talked hard enough, I would talk of naught but love. Listen,
y era uno de los mejores momentos de este álbum. Es una delicada pieza con una hermosa melodía que contagia su buen rollo. Se llama Everything Returns to Me, todo vuelve a mí.
As a boy I wandered far, many sights to see, always thinking of the ones waiting home for me. Everything returns to me. Everything returns.
ships that sail across the ocean to some far-off land, reach their port, turn around, see their homeward bound. Everything returns to me. Everything returns to me. Flowers in the spring start blooming, I can see them smile. They'll be gone in two more seasons, but for just a while. Everything returns to me. Everything returns to me. Cloudless nights I see stars shining way up in the sky, like a mirror that's reflecting things into my eye. Everything returns to me. Everything returns to me. Like a narrow straight and forward shot by some great force, through a lifetime of our making, then back to the source. Everything returns to me. Everything returns to me.
Y ahora la cautivadora It's All In Your Head, Todo Está En Tu Cabeza, que suena delicada con esos arreglos pop. Esta canción ya había salido antes en un single que de Nastassia Pyne, al que le había prestado la canción Hilton Valentine para que la sacaran single. Esto es It's All In Your Head.
When you wake up each morning and you rise from your bed, then in the evening when you lay down your head, can you stop thinking? Oh, stop thinking about the tears you're gonna shed. Now I know you're not happy, I know you feel sad, I know you've just lost the best friend you've had. But you've got to get up, sit up, wake up, not all bad. Why can't you stop crying? Take heed where I've said, they won't ever condemn you. It's all in your head. Why can't you be happy? Why can't you see life? There's someone that cares and makes it all right. 'Cause if you don't get up, you'll be stamped to the ground. And even without you, the world still goes round. Stop crying, take heed where I've said, they won't ever come.
Vamos con otro de los mejores momentos del disco. Esto es una pieza más orientada al rock, pero es atrayentemente sencilla y aunque quizá la perjudique un tanto ese arreglo de trompetas, pero al final sale adelante muy reluciente. Se titula Is There Anything But Love? ¿Hay algo más que amor?
Is there anything but love? Is there anything but love? Moonlit clouds catch my eye, moonlit castles hanging in the sky. Through the trees the stars do shine, are they twinkling?
Y para acabar con esta gema olvidada y de la que el propio Hilton Valentine renegaría, aunque a mi parecer sin razón, lo vamos a hacer con una fascinante pieza llamada Girl from Alemania, chica de Alemania. Contaría el propio Valentine que estando viajando en casa de un amigo, viajar en casa de un amigo se referirá a un viaje de LSD que consumía abundantemente. Pues bien, decía que en la misma habitación estaba una chica alemana y que sintió que se llegaba a comunicar con ella telepáticamente y que escribió esta canción sobre esa experiencia. Después de esto no se supo nada de él hasta el 2004, que montaría una banda de skiffle a la que llamó Skiffle Dog y con los que grabaría dos discos. Entre el 2004 y el 2009 estuvo girando con esa banda y entre medias y durante año y medio estuvo de gira con Eric Burdon. Finalmente fallecería en el 2021 a la edad de 77 años. Así que nos despedimos de él con esta armoniosa mezcla de folk acústico y pop ligero llamada Girl from Alemania.
What a dream, strange scene, met a girl from Alamein. Looked good, knew she would understand my every mood. It just happens that way, it just happens that way. Many faces in a room, different changes all too soon.
smiling eyes, heavy sighs, hypnotic voices in the skies. It just happens that way. It just happens that way. Something there in the air, go ahead if you dare. What a dream, strange scene, with this girl from Alamein. Strange scene, met a girl from Alamein. Held my hand, felt so grand, two strangers in a foreign land. It just happens that way. It just happens that way. Something there in the air, go ahead if you dare. What a dream, strange scene, with this girl from Alamein.
Y para acabar con este extensísimo repaso que hemos hecho por el rhythm and blues británico, lo vamos a hacer con la carrera de Eric Burdon fuera de los Animals. Después de la separación de Eric Burdon con los Animals en 1970, grabaría un disco con el grupo multiétnico War. Al disco lo llaman Eric Burdon The Clearest War e incluye una declaración en la contraportada que dice: nosotros, el pueblo, hemos declarado la guerra contra el pueblo por el derecho a amarnos unos a otros. La banda estaba compuesta por Eric Burdon a la voz, Lee Oscar a la armónica, Charles Miller al saxo y flauta, Howard Scott a la guitarra y coros, Lonnie Jordan al órgano y piano, Bibi Dickerson al bajo y coros, Harold Brown a la batería y Dee Allen a la conga y percusión. Una excelente banda, como vais a comprobar en este magnífico álbum, donde Burdon se acopla muy bien a estos músicos que hacían de la improvisación su razón de ser. Aquí hay una buena mezcla de blues, rock, jazz y funk psicodélico. El disco tiene una portada en la que aparecen un brazo blanco unido a un brazo negro, haciendo con los dedos de la mano un gesto similar al signo de la paz, pero con tres dedos en vez de dos. Vamos a escuchar tres piezas de este álbum, empezando por The Vision of Rashan, que es un medley de dos partes llamadas Dedication, dedicación, y Roland Kirk, en rodar sobre Kirk. Un jazz blues lleno de ritmos y sorpresas. Es un lindo tributo al músico de jazz Rashan Roland Kirk. Esta The Vision of Rashan, la visión de Rashan. Una composición de toda la banda.
One to another, a brother to a brother. Cast your mind back to black Africa. Little wooden ships crossing the ocean. Little wooden ships landing on the shoreline. The name of the place, Lord, is New Orleans. Remember Jelly Roll Morton, later Charlie Bird Parker, traveling to the north, yes, Charlie Bird Parker. People going insane, yes, John Coltrane love. But can you dig on his name now? I say it's Roland Kirkman.
Tell you one more time.
Make them work, make them work, make them work. Roll, roll on, curveball. Make them work, make them work, make them work. Roll on, curveball.
Yeah. Watch him move. Every movement speaks now. See his tender fingers, the strength in his cheeks now.
He does a little dance, and he stomps both his feet now. Yeah, he'll moan and moan and blow the bellows in his cheeks now. Come on, baby.
Ship. It is a beautiful trip, love. You're welcome aboard, yes, especially if you're here, child. Watch him closely while he makes love to the world now. He makes a woman aware of man. A man of a girl now.
make up for wrong, long curve. Everything has a dream, everything has a scheme. Let's search for
the reasons to get. Reason together. Make them work, make them work, make them work wrong. Come on, baby. Love anything.
Y ahora vamos a escuchar lo que hacen con un clásico del blues, como es el Tobacco Road, Camino del Tabaco, Ruta del Tabaco, original de John D. Loudermilk, y que este grabó en 1960. Ellos lo hacen en clave soul funky. Tiene una duración de más de 13 minutos, pero merece la pena. Es emocionante. En la parte intermedia de la pieza está I Have a Dream, Tengo un sueño, una alegórica pieza de relevante discurso de Martin Luther King. Aquí destaca el rítmico bajo que se marca B.B. Dickerson y los adornos de Charles Miller al saxo y Lee Oscar a la armónica. Es una bailable pieza, esta versión del Tobacco Road, y la parte del medio I Have a Dream, compuesta por toda la banda.
I'll be practicing, yes I will. And I'll kiss that name. about it. I'm telling you about it. Talking about it. It's gotta be changed. It's got to be changed. I've got to change it. I have a dream. Everybody has a dream. I have a dream that I can change it. I have a dream that I can make it good once more. I have a dream that's mine and yours and mine and yours. Let me tell you about my dream. Let me tell you about my dream. We gotta build it up. We've got to build it up. Tear it down. Build it up. I had a dream one night. I had a dream one night. I was taken to a place far away from tobacco road. Far away. Far away from you. Far away from myself. I had a dream. I had a dream. Up above my head I saw something. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. I spoke out loud. I said, you know you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. I heard a voice tell me. I heard a voice say to me. It said, what do you want? I said, I want to change it because it's wrong. I want to change it because I believe it can be better. The voice said to me, what makes you think that you are man enough to change anything? I thought for a while, and then I spoke out loud, and I said to it, I said, because I am a man, and I am a part of the things that are wrong, and if this world must go on, I have to put it right, and I know, just by looking at you, baby, that you're superior to me, and you can help me. Give me the answers. Give me some answers. She turned around to me. You know what she said? She said, I can help you, but there's something I want from you is a gift. In return for the information I can give, I want a gift from you. I want a gift from you. I tried my very best to look up to the sky, and then I realized I had no eyes. I was blind, totally blind. I began to get afraid, afraid of the dark. I was afraid, afraid in the darkness. But then I thought about my friends who have no eyesight. I thought about the world they live in and how much it's nice, how good they make me feel. I was not afraid. I was not afraid anymore. I spoke up louder. I said, listen, you've got my eyesight. There isn't much more I can give. Now tell me, how do I change it? The voice said back, oh yes there is. We want something more than your eyesight. I thought for a while, and I thought, what more could she want than my eyes? And then a terrible feeling crept over me as I began to realize that I understood what she was talking about. I screamed out loud. I said, I'd love to give up my life. I'd love to give you my life. But I'm just a young man, and I have a wife. I have a wife and a baby.
And if I die, I know they'll cry. So please don't take my life. Then I heard my wife say, it's all right, baby, I understand, go ahead and do your thing. There was nowhere I could run. I heard my father say, I understand, son, go ahead and give it, it's yours to give. Then I heard my mother say the same thing. She said, go ahead and give it away, I give it to you, and now it's yours to give to someone else. I was lost, I was lost. No place to run, no place to hide, no place to run, no place to hide. I felt it, I knew it, I could sense it, I could feel it creeping up from the tips of my toes, up my legs, over my knees, up over my belly, across my chest. The black shadow of death. No place to run, run, run. No place to hide. So I just lay there. It's gotta be changed, yes it has. It's gotta be changed, yes it has. I open my eyes once more, I breathe again, I walked again. I was 10 times stronger. They give it back to me, I'm gonna give it back to you. Life is too precious, life is priceless. Life goes on and on, Lord. Never stop, never stop, no, no. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. I've gotta change that road, I gotta build me a new road. We can walk that road together, hand in hand, yeah, hand in hand.
Ahora el turno del que sería el mayor éxito de la carrera de Ward. Me refiero a Spill the Wine, derramar el vino, con una indescifrable letra y que él mismo Bardon diría que no estaba seguro del significado que tenía, pero que su sensación era que fue un homenaje a México y sus mujeres por la vez que estuvo allí. Por debajo de la voz de Eric Bardon se oye hablar en español a una mujer que era la novia de Bardon en aquella época. Hay varias versiones sobre el significado del estribillo, que dice: derrama el vino, toma esa chica, derrama el vino, toma esa perla. Lo que sí es cierto es que la canción surgió de un accidente en el que el teclista de la banda, Lonnie Jordan, derramó sin querer una botella de vino sobre la mesa de mezclas, que quedó tan dañada que tuvieron que cambiar de estudio. Hay quien dice que la perla de la letra es una referencia sexual al clítoris, mientras que otras voces dicen que esta letra es surrealista, que derramar el vino sería como un acto de celebración o sacrificio, y toma esa perla simbolizaría la adquisición de sabiduría y riqueza. Así que lo importante, ya como el mismo Bardon diría que ni él mismo entendía el significado, por lo que lo importante es la música. Musicalmente es una pieza donde se mezcla el rock, el funk y la música latina de manera asombrosa, con esa flauta preponderante bien acompañada por la armónica y las congas. Está escrita también por toda la banda, esta Spill the Wine.
Once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, going crazy, or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere, so it's all in my head. And then I heard her say one more time. Hot flames of fire roaring at my back as she disappeared, but soon she returned.
In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said,
"Take the wine, take that girl, the wine, take that girl, the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours. Oh, you gotta do it, spill that wine, spill that wine, let me feel, let me feel, oh, oh, no,
Ese mismo año de 1970 editarían un segundo álbum llamado The Black Man's Burden. Es un disco doble y después de esto Eric Burden los dejaría. El título del álbum es un juego de palabras, una expresión que se refiere a la esclavitud negra. El álbum está plagado de extensas jams de funk psicodélico. La banda sigue siendo la misma y en dos piezas se les unen Sharon Scott y la Beautiful Newborn Children of Southern California a los coros. Este disco es otra buena mezcla de estilos, muy sugestivo y disfrutable. Vamos a escuchar tres o cuatro piezas del álbum. Empezando por la suite Painted Black, un medley donde van incluidas varias piezas. Empieza con Black on Black in Black, negro sobre negro en negro, que es una composición de la banda. Luego el Painted Black, parte primera, la composición de Jagger y Richards, que los Stones grabaron en 1966. Luego Lauren and Hardy, otra composición de toda la banda, volvemos y esta vez titulada en español con el Píntelo Negro segunda parte. Después otras dos composiciones de la banda, la primera titulada PC3, es toda una diatriba hablada contra la reina de Inglaterra, es obscena y creo que en algunos sitios la eliminaron del disco, es bastante fuerte la verdad. Y la otra es Blackbird, pájaro negro, y acaban con la tercera parte del Painted Black. En conjunto es un popurrí enérgico, carismático y sorprendente. Dura también más de 13 minutos y nos va a servir de despedida este medley del Painted Black, píntalo de negro. Como siempre ha sido un placer, esperando que os haya gustado, nos encontraremos aquí en un próximo Pick Up de Tarde. Hasta la próxima.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm talking to you. better listen to me now. I see no red doors, but I want to paint them black. No colors in this life, go ahead and turn them. I have seen it, you know. I have seen it, you know. I have held it in my hand. I have seen it. I have smelled it, tasted it, you know. I will smell it again. I will touch it again. You can touch it with me. Come on, together. Together we'll walk, talk, talking about you, baby. You're my girl, my girl.
What's going on here then, eh? PC3 pushed his truncheon up me to see if he could find the pros and cons to fit the crime. He committed me, did PC3, to the downtown infirmary for a routine walloping. Well, 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 he cried, as he desperately tried to hand a citation to my bed. The charge being rattling a brass bedstead within 10 yards of Her Majesty's highway. But I rattled so long and I rattled so obscene, the ground it shook and it disturbed the Queen. The Queen was caught, her knickers down, soft and silky they hit the ground. I saw the size of her burning bush, the fire within blazing hot. I knew she could accept everything I could give in one long, majestic, eternal, life-giving, soul-stirring hot shot. The places one could go within her could enslave a traveler for a lifetime. I will swallow the sun and digest the moon.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let us walk and talk as a mother. it's gonna be more than all right. You know, baby, it's got to be the way we want it to be, yeah.